And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean when I say Alabama. All right, so the show, though the signal is so huge, sends our signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back all the way over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys before I go any further, ZLA Solutions, you might be in the car right now going home from work and you're thinking to yourself, oh man, I need a new job or I need people for the workplace. Well, ZLA Solutions is there to help you figure that and more out. They do all kinds of different business end solutions. They can help you with them, and their bread and butter remains staffing. If you're looking for a job yourself, go to their website, zlausa.com. They got jobs posted all over the place. If you are, by the way, an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can help you with that in a big way. They can do the onesies and the twosies, you know, special niche kind of skills, jobs, hard to find. Or they can do an entire shift full of people you need for the factory. They can do, you know, service industry. They can help with any number of different things. They do it all. ZLA Solutions. I know these folks personally. I enjoy working with them. I'll probably be seeing them tomorrow morning. And ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. And they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. You check them out. ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. And do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. I got to jump in there and do some text messages, boom. I mean, there's apparently it ran rampant while I was doing the Grand Council. I'll scroll down here and, good Lord, can I find the end of the line? I'm not sure. Let me see if I can just pick up some of these. Some of these may date back to the previous Dipper. So with regard, Kathy from Madison texted in. I think this is in relation to whether or not transgender should be required. If you say you're a dude, you should register for the Selective Service. She says, yes, they do. You cannot pick and choose your benefits. You're a boy. Man up. So if you're going to say you is, be what you is what she's saying. Monty from Huntsville says, says you need to post that communications difference for the services thing about securing the building. That was hilarious. Yeah, that was Marshall from Dubai called that or texted that one in. Appreciate that. David from Huntsville says, if we go along with the idea on the draft, though, we'll lose the argument about keeping men off of women's sports teams. See, that's a good point. I mean, just, yeah. Mike from Huntsville. We shouldn't be sending gays, trans, or women to fight our battles. Our men this week? Okay, there's an opinion. What else we got here? I don't know what you said, but John from Decatur says you made him spit out his chewing gum. What was that?
I don't know.
He says make everyone register, and they said, Boomer made me spit out my chewing gum. Must have been a good moment there. Kevin from Hartzell says, like, especially today, I guess, that bumper music ought to be from Top Gun.
If we could do bumper music from Top Gun, I would already have it. If I was allowed, I would already have it.
Nice. Ron from Tuscumbia was regarding to Representative Anna Maria Luna, who has the thing about sexual harassment. Oh, that's right. He points out, I'd forgotten this. Ron from Tuscumbia, Representative Luna served in the Army. She's in the reserves now. I believe she was actually sexually harassed when she was in the regular active duty Army. And I think you are correct, sir. I'd forgotten that. Wow, that brings it back to a different level, doesn't it? Just lost my place as I try to find... G.I. Joe from Birmingham says, as for the ACFT, that's the new Army Combat Fitness Test that I talked about earlier. As for the ACFT, I like it much better than the APFT, that's the old Army Physical Fitness Test. A lot are complaining about it because we've relaxed the standards through the years. Okay, fair enough. But you got to admit, though, Joe, I mean, there's a lot of preparatory work, equipment-heavy, time-taking, greater intensive requirements for the ACFT. That if you're a small unit, you're just double-tasked that day. You're out of. There's no other training takes place. Surf from Huntsville. As long as they don't bring their political ideology and change our city, I'm not sure what he's talking about there. He's talking about the Mobile annexation, I bet.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. As long as they don't bring their political ideologies and change our city, I don't know what that means. What is he? He's talking about the FBI. But what if the FBI is conservative? I mean, I think the rank and file are generally speaking fairly conservative. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Colin from Decatur. If the data proving remotely legalizing marijuana increases so many more crimes wasn't enough, guess we get to welcome more cartel crime in Alabama since they use dispensaries to launder their cash. Stand by, Colin. You may have just opened up Pandora's box. Leanne from Huntsville. Oh, letting everybody know, there's a five-car wreck on 72 East. So if you're in the Huntsville area, 72 East over near Chapman Mountain, five-car wreck blocking the road. That was right at 4 o'clock. Don't go that way, she says. Thanks, Leanne. James from Harvester says, Roll Tide. That's the text. Roll Tide.
It's a great text.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying it's a great text.
Well, then again, you are wearing your Roll Tide slippers today. You got boomers. Put the camera on and show the people what you wore to work today.
I'm wearing my a t-shirt and pants.
And well, you're wearing pants, praise God. But he's also got his Alabama Crimson Tide flip flops on. Which I actually
have my other shoes in the car and I just forgot to change.
I don't mind flip flops. It's just that.
It's just the Alabama flip flops.
Yeah, thank you very much. Danny from Decatur says, about the Air Force, say what you want, but we are good. He says, General Brown needs to be reminded what the U.S. military's job is. Protect and defend the Constitution. They aren't there to feel good and be politically correct. They're supposed to be warriors. Yes, sir, you are correct. Danny, thanks for your service. Tony from Piedmont, just telling me to think out of the box. I don't know what that means. Okay, I like to think I think out of the box all along. I'm 58 years old and have a radio show. I must be thinking outside the box. but nonetheless, thanks. Appreciate it, Tony. Where are we at? John from Brownsboro. Sounds like Saban is working on his blitzkrieg. Oh, you see what he did there? Yeah, just recruited in a guy. He said, if he gets a Nordic corner, he'll have a berserker blitz. Okay. Nice. There's a nickname coming here. I mean, every once in a while you get that person that becomes the personality of the defense or whatever, or you get that,
oh, yeah,
like the Killer Bee defense from back in the days of the Miami Dolphins. You have the Honey Badger. Who did Honey Badger play for? Was it Arizona? Who did he play for?
Ooh.
Oklahoma? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Honey Badger. Dadgum. Oh, LSU. LSU. And all they could talk about was Honey Badger. But is that where he was at?
LSU.
LSU, yeah. Whatever happened to him? Is he playing anywhere?
He
was like Spud Webb of football, you know?
Oh, he was Kansas City Chiefs, Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah.
Still playing? Both of
those. I'll see if he's still playing. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think he is.
Anyway, Zach from Muscle Shoals checking in. By the way, he's the one that told us earlier about Lieutenant Colonel Ed Yielding, who lives in Muscle Shoals area, flew the SR-71 Blackbird coast to coast for record time. Woo, nice. What else we got here? John from Huntsville texted in and says, you know, Phil, I saw recently where Tom Cruise did say he still wanted to be making Mission Impossible movies when he's 80. I know, John, I saw that. And I'm like, dude, no. You can't do that. You can't be jumping off a cliff, flying gliders, doing all the things when you're 80. You really can't be president either, apparently. We find that out right now. And Brian from Huntsville goes, Roll Tide's a great text. Two four-letter words back to back. Badger from Athens says, you need to use a song like Brad Paisley, I'm Still a Guy.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It's a good song?
It's a funny song.
Your mic's not on. I can't hear you.
It's a funny song. I like that one.
I don't even know that song.
Y'all have to realize I can't just play every song. or I would have some good ones right now.
Boomer can play all the songs. He could play it.
I wish I could.
He's Boomer. He can do anything.
Surely we wouldn't get in trouble.
No. There's no FCC out there monitoring what we do. We still get blocked every day on YouTube for daring to have Ted Nugent play Stranglehold on us. Good gosh. David from Danville, by the way, just texted in and says, your Alabama flip-flops are like pink Crocs.
Ouch. And I would never wear Crocs.
I've worn Crocs.
I'm just saying, I don't wear Crocs.
But I had the cool Crocs.
You had the cool Crocs.
I had the Crocs that actually had leather uppers. They looked like duck boots, but they were Crocs.
You know what? I just saw someone wear... I'm going to still say they're Crocs, but they look like, I don't know, loafers.
Well, there you go.
I was like, those kind of look dressy.
Have you ever worn Crocs in your life?
No, never.
Most comfortable shoes you'll ever wear.
That's what I've heard.
In this case, most comfortable shoes you'll never wear. But but I'm just saying.
I just never have.
I did have the manliest version of Crocs they make. I was actually wearing them when I got shot. I got shot a guy turned around on a clay shooting range and shot me right in the leg.
Well, yeah. that makes Crocs pretty manly.
Tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. I got shot in Ohatchee, Alabama. But there you go. All right, let's take a break. Boom, we'll do that right now. I just did that was like an epic run. I didn't even get to all of them. No. What amazing audience. We got the best audience in the world. You guys are you're the reason why we come to work every day. Boomer in his sandals.
And my flip-flops.
His flip-flops. His Roll Tide flip-flops. Would you buy those at a gas station? I mean, come
Probably.
On.
Probably.
All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm going to wind up doing what I would call a mini dipper here in a moment. I'm going to call an audible. There's no way in the world in the next 7 minutes I can get a full dipper in. I'm going to save that one for tomorrow. It's a good one, so it's worth saving. I call it race baiters and charlatans, but I'm going to cover something else here in a minute. In the meantime, let me grab the last few text messages I didn't get yet. Raven from Russellville talking about the military says them snowflakes would have melted right quick in the army I was in. That's right. Raven comes from the old black boot army where you had to actually put kiwi on your boots and keep them shined when you're in garrison. Roughly Ann from Huntsville enjoyed the substitution on the council. She liked having Yaffe on there. So yeah. All right. Thanks Roughly Ann. Appreciate you. John from Brownsboro says, are you saying Boomer brought the right footwear for radio? Darlene from Decatur says, the Indiana Jones movie was perfect. Y'all are too young to appreciate it. No, we're talking about the
new one.
Yeah, the new one we're talking about, Darlene. We're not talking about the original. The original was excellent.
Yes. I mean, one of the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Come on.
And I still think... Now, Temple of Doom, I don't know. It was, you know. But then The Last Crusade was also great, the third one.
Yeah.
That was excellent. And then I think got a little jaded when a couple of years ago they tried to do the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Got a little weird. Kind of jumped the shark on that one. I think what we're talking about right now, Darlene, is whether or not 80-year-old Indiana Jones should be a thing or should he just be able to retire to the museum at this point. Jerry from Decatur. I think he says, Boomer says, I've seen the light. Roll Tide. I don't know what that means. And then John from Huntsville. I was just about to send a text, said that Boomer was easily the winner of today's show, but then he had to go Alabama football crazy. So instead, I'm declaring that Yaffe's the winner. Yaffe is the winner today from John from Huntsville with a double plus. There's a no mercy rule in radio world, by the way. Phil, you and Boomer both get a C plus for too much Alabama talk. I'm an Auburn fan, John. I was giving him a ration of crap for it. Lord, have mercy. I got to get some extra credit in the next couple of days. Hey, let me tell y'all, I'm going to jump over here and give y'all a news story that I just think is pretty amazing. I'll call this a mini dipper. In fact, John, I'm looking for my grade to improve with extra credit for running a mini dipper right now. If you have not seen it, story broke, I think, yesterday. A Georgia Democrat in the Georgia State House... She represents a part of very blue area of Atlanta. She just switched parties to Republican. It's causing a lot of waves. Headline here, I'll take this one, Fox News. Georgia Democrat defects to the GOP after she says the Dems crucified her and abandoned her. So her name is Misha Maynor, and Misha Maynor is a Democrat representing District 56 in the Georgia House. She's been there since 2021, and she was the only Democrat that voted for school choice legislation. And she says that basically her colleagues in the Democrat Party crucified her. Her words, they crucified me when I decided to stand up in support of safe communities and refused to support efforts to defund the police. They didn't back me. They abandoned me. So she opposed defund the police. She voted for school choice. Democrats ripped her and raked her over the coals. And here's what she says. For far too long, the Democrat Party has gotten away with using and abusing the black community. For decades, she says, the Democrat Party has received the support of more than 90% of the black community. And what do we have to show for it? She said, I represent a very blue section of Atlanta. And she said, this isn't a political decision for me. It's a moral one. What an amazing stance. I mean, she's taken a lot of heat from her former party. She's been embraced by the Republicans. I suspect she's going to be a moderate Republican, but better a moderate Republican than a conservative Democrat any day. Maynard made clear that her work across party lines will continue. Asked if she believes she'll face pushback from Democrats over her decision, Maynard said, well, the most dangerous thing to a Democrat party is a black person with a mind of their own, so it won't surprise me. So good on her. Misha Maynard from Atlanta, black female Democrat who stood up under some withering fire from her own colleagues and said, I ain't having it. And I think she's right. I think that the, like this whole thing about us having to redraw the congressional district lines Alabama is so based on race, but the Democrats are believing that they will absolutely take another seat. They underestimate the ability of black America to think for themselves. All the more so when the results of where we are right now are proving that the Democrat Party has really done nothing to better the lives of black America. Show me what. Show me what they've experienced. I mean, if you think about it, the Democrats were the ones who opposed the civil rights movement. The Democrats were the ones who were the last slave owners. The Democrats are the ones who have time and again opposed things like school choice and the opportunity to better people's lot in life. Democrats are the ones who are absolutely opposed to the idea that Clarence Thomas should be a conservative jurist because they don't believe he should be allowed to have a mind of his own. And now Misha Maynard has joined the increasing ranks of black Republicans who are saying, you know what? I got my own views on the world. And the Democrat Party ain't it for me anymore. And so good on her. Now, I don't know if she'll get reelected because she comes from a very, very blue area. But you know what? Then again, leadership has a way of making things happen. And what you're seeing right there is someone who, and there's no opportunism here, by the way. If there is, show me what it is. Maybe she'll get some fanfare. Maybe she'll have the opportunity to do more stuff. But Misha Maynard did not do herself any real political favors. She's going to be challenged in the next election like nobody's business. She may or may not survive. But you know what? Then again, she might go out and start making some waves. She might go out door to door, knocking on doors, telling people who she is and what she believes in. And more people might hear it and go, huh, she's got it going on. And no telling what could happen. Anyway, there's your mini dipper right there. That happened right next door in Atlanta. If it can happen in Atlanta, it can happen in Birmingham. If it happened in Birmingham, it can happen in Huntsville. If it happens there, it can happen down in Mobile. I'm just saying, I'm just very hopeful that the black population of this state and the nation really will stop thinking that they have to vote Democrat. Too often that's the case. The reality is this. You think for yourself. Tell me if you're better off now than you were before. And no, right now in the Biden administration, you're not. All right. What an amazing day that was. Two full dippers, one mini dipper, and a grand council. We're coming back tomorrow. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I will see you tomorrow at 2:00.